跟大家一起来学习这个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》四章五章。那有一些经文应该是在屏幕上有中文的英文。
We need to begin the slides. The key passage is in your bulletin, and please use your Bible for the other verses. And I always recommend reading the scriptures yourself.
那些最重要的经文都在今天的那个单章里面了。有些经文不在单章里面，大家可以用你自己的圣经来读这些经文。
Our youth group has been studying the Bible, learning and discussing how the disciples learned to follow the Lord by the leading of the Holy Spirit.
那最近这段时间，我们的青少年呢，就一直在学习这个《使徒行传》里面的这些经文，在学习使徒是如何在圣灵的带领之下去跟随主的。
After memorizing the gospel message, we started studying the book of Acts.
那这个学了这个福音之后呢，我们当青少年也开始去学习这个《使徒行传》。
So let's look a little bit into the book of Acts before we get to Thessalonians.
那在我们今天在研读这个帖撒罗尼迦前书之前呢，我们先回顾一下《使徒行传》。
These verses will be on the screen, so let's take a look at the first chapter of Acts.
这些经文呢，我们都今天都在屏幕上面，我们一起来看一下《使徒行传》的第一章。
Make sure I go the right direction. We got it. Acts chapter 1, verse 3. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God.
使徒行传一章三节。他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，40天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
Now why did Jesus do this?
那为什么耶稣要这样做呢
？To prepare the disciples for the task before them.
因为这是为了帮助这些使徒，可以让他们为他们马上要做的这些任务要做好准备。
They had to believe what they had experienced was real.
那他们必须相信说他们所经历的是真实的。
Here's what I mean by this. We might put our faith in Jesus and then later doubt if that was real.
那我的意思是这样子的，我们可能会说我们先相信了耶稣，但是过了一阵子我们就开始怀疑说这是不是真的。
Did I really do that or not?
还说我真的经历了这些吗？还是没有经历？
Now sometimes we may quote that old Jack Buck line from the 1988 World Series.When the announcer claimed, "I don't believe what I just saw."
那有时候呢，我们可以引用了这个1988年这一个世界大赛里面的这个杰克巴克的台词。当时那个播音员说了这句话，说：“我不相信我刚才所看见的。”
But God wants us to believe, and He wanted the disciples to believe.
但神希望我们相信，而且呢，希望这些使徒确确实实的相信。
The disciples were going to be God's primary messengers, and they would be ill-served if they thought that the last 3.5 years was a dream.
那这些使徒呢？他们将要成为这个神的最主要的这些福音的传播者。如果他认为说他们过去这几年所经历的不是真的话，那么他们就没有被准备好。
Or if they doubted that the death and resurrection of Jesus was real.
那或者说，如果他们怀疑说，耶稣的这个死和复活是否是真的话，那这也是他们也是没有准备好的。
But it was real, and Jesus wanted to make sure they knew it was real.
当然，这是确确实实所发生的，是真的，所以耶稣也想让他们要确信这个。
Therefore, Jesus gave many convincing proofs that he was alive, and then he gave them some final instructions.
那当时耶稣就给了许多令人很信服的这些证据，去证明他是活的，他已经复活了，而且给了他们一些最后的指示。
Among those are recorded in verse 8.
那些有些指示呢，是记录在这个第八节里面。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
一章八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
This verse pretty much is a summary outline of the entire book of Acts, and the work is God-sized.
那这些经文呢，几乎就是总结了整个《使徒行传》这一本书。当然，这是上帝的杰作。
So you can see why Jesus wanted them convinced that he really was alive after that horrible beating and crucifixion that they witnessed.
那现在你们可以理解说，为什么耶稣希望他的使徒确信这一点，就是说，在他们目睹了那场很可怕的鞭打，还有这个耶稣的受难之后，耶稣复活了。
The disciples got the message, and the work was done.
那当然，门徒当时已经确确实实的这个明白了这一点，所以耶稣的工作也完成了。
After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight.
那当他说了这句话之后呢，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood before them.
当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说，
Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who is taken from you, has been taken from you into heaven, he will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
That was it. Jesus was lifted up into the sky and he was gone.
那就是这样子啊，耶稣当时被接升天啊，他就走了。
And what you have just heard this morning is the message that's been shared around the world for the last couple thousand years.
所以刚刚大家所听到这个信息，其实是过去几千年在全世界都在分享的信息。
Jesus is the Messiah.
耶稣是弥赛亚。
He was crucified, buried, and rose again bodily on the third day.
他被钉十字架埋葬，第三天身体复活。
He was given, he has given his followers the Holy Spirit by which they should conduct their lives.
他把圣灵赐给了他的信徒，让他们靠着圣灵而活。
And Jesus is coming back again.
耶稣会再来。
It seems that nothing shook these disciples.
那当然，大家觉得当时应该没有什么能够撼动这些早期的这些信徒。
Both men and women lived lives that were changed by the living God, and their effect was to change the world.
那无论是男还是女啊，他们的生命都被上帝所改变了，而且他们的这个作用就是要改变世界。
Change lives is the point of the gospel, and it's an evidence that skeptics cannot deny.
那福音的重点就是说，那被改变了的生命，那这也是说这个持怀疑论者无法否认的证据。
And this is the message that the disciples brought to the Thessalonians.
那这个信息就是那些门徒所带给铁撒罗尼迦人的信息。
But then the Thessalonians had another question. What about those of us who died before then?
那后来呢，这个铁撒罗尼迦人呢，却问了另外一个问题。他们问说，那些在我们之前就死去的人呢，他们会怎么样？
So let's pick it up in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13.
那我们今天就开始来看一下这个铁撒罗尼迦前书的四章十三节。
Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope.
论到睡了的人，我们不愿弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
For we believe that Jesus who died rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him.
我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
The scriptures often use the word sleep to describe those who were dead.
那经文里面呢，经常都用睡了这个词来形容那些已经死去的人。
Perhaps you remember when Lazarus was dead and his sisters notified Jesus.
但大家还记得经文有提到说拉撒路死的时候，他的姐妹们呢通知了耶稣。
He told his disciples, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to wake him up. His disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he'll get better. So then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead.
耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。门徒说，主啊，他若睡了就必好，就必好了。耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了。
The text in 1 Thessalonians plainly tells us that when Jesus returns, He will bring those who have fallen asleep with him.
那帖撒罗尼迦前书的经文很清楚地告诉我们，当耶稣回来的时候，他会把一些睡了的人带的，跟和他一起带回来。
Remember when Jesus was taken up in Acts chapter 1? He was taken up in clouds.
大家记得刚才经文在《使徒行传》里面，耶稣被提取上升的时候，是有一朵彩云彩把他接去吗？
Two men dressed in white said he'll be coming back in the same way.
那两个穿着白衣服的人告诉那些门徒说，耶稣会以同样的方式回来。
Now, some commentators believe that these clouds are actually the believers who will be coming back with.
那有一些解经学者认为呢，那这个云呢，其实就是指那些耶稣会带回来的那些信徒。
So, what happens to people who have passed in the meantime?
那么那些在那个时候呢，又去世的人会怎么样呢？
Now, this is what the Thessalonians wanted to know.
那这个就是帖撒罗尼迦人想要知道的这个事情。
Now, about 500 years ago, someone published a rumor that those who die will go into something called a soul sleep, where the souls of people go into hibernation or suspended animation until the day of judgment. But that's not what the scriptures say.
那大约500年前呢，有人就发布了一些谣言，说那些死去的人会进入一种叫做灵魂睡眠的状态。那在这种状态下呢，人的灵魂会进入休眠或者暂停活动，一直到审判日。
According to the scriptures, when unbelievers die, they go to a temporary place of torment and await the great white throne judgment mentioned in Revelation 20.
那刚才那个谣言并不是圣经所说的。圣经里面根据圣经所说的，当不信的人他们死的时候呢，他们会去一个暂时的受尽折磨的地方，然后呢等待着启示录20章里提到的一个在白色大宝座前要进行的审判。
But in contrast, when believers die, the scriptures say that we are immediately in the presence of the Lord.
那相反呢，当信徒死亡的时候呢，圣经告诉我们，那信徒马上就会到了神的怀抱里面。
You see, our judgment has already happened when Jesus took it upon himself on the cross.
所以当耶稣在十字架上亲自的承受了审判的时候，我们的审判其实已经发生过了。
And this is why we do not mourn like the rest of mankind when believers die.
这就为什么说当一个信徒死亡的时候，我们并不像其他人那样去哀伤。
When a sinner dies, we mourn for him.
当一个罪人死的时候，我们为他所哀悼。
But when a believer dies, we only mourn for ourselves because they are with the Lord, and this truth gives us hope.
当一个信徒他死的时候呢，我们只为自己哀悼，因为我们知道那位信徒已经和主在一起了。那这个就是说，我们可以给我们的盼望。
Now, you know, God didn't need to tell us this, but he did.
那大家知道，其实神他不是说非得要把这个事实要告诉我们，但是神却告诉我们了。
Why?
那为什么呢？
Because he knew that we needed hope.
因为他知道说我们需要盼望。
He considered it appropriate to tell us all what lies ahead as an encouragement for believers and as a warning to unbelievers.
那因为他认为这个是告诉我们是合适的，因为这对于我们信徒来说，这是一种这个是一个激励，却对那些不信的人来说却是一个警告。
If the Lord is coming back and the believers who have passed are with him, what happens when he comes back?
那如果说我们知道主会再回来，而且他回来的时候那些已经去世的信徒会跟他一起回来，那他回来的时候会发生什么事情呢？
1 Thessalonians 4:15 and on. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章这个15-18节，我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事情。我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临， 有哭叫的声音，有天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
When the Lord comes back, the believers who have fallen asleep will be the first to meet him.
那当主回来的时候，那些已经睡了的信徒将会首先和他相遇。
They will rise first.
他们将首先复活。
People ask what bodies the dead will have. After all, some have been cremated, for example.
那有人就问说，那那些人他们复活的时候，他们会有一个什么样的身体呢？因为毕竟有些人的尸体已经被火化掉了。
What about people that die at sea or swim with the fishes?
还有那些可能在死在海里面的人，可能跟鱼在游泳的人。
But we are told that we are getting new bodies.
但是我们已经也被告知了，圣经告诉我们，我们会得到新的身体。
And so it seems that these are the bodies that the believers will rise with.
所以呢，大家就应该看起来这些就是那些啊要复活的信徒他们要得到的新的身体。
Forget the old bodies.
大家就可以忘掉那些我们旧的那个身体。
Then we who are still alive will join them, caught up together to meet the Lord in the air.
然后我们这些还活着的人就会跟他们加入他到他们那里，一起被提到空中与主相遇。
This is called the rapture.
那这个就叫做被提。
Some people say that the word rapture is not in the Bible, but here it is.
那有人说被提这个词并不在圣经的经文里面，其实就在里面。
In the English, we read caught up. In the Chinese, we read...
英文。对，所以刚才问题说英文是中文的话，我们这个词我们叫做被提。
But see, the text was originally written in Greek, and the Greek word is harpazo, which means caught up.
那这个经文这个原文呢，其实是希腊的词，就是 harpazo。那中文我们翻译成就是被提。
If we were to translate harpazo into Latin instead of English, we would get the word raptamir, which is an inflection of the word rapio, which means to snatch or carry away.
So, 我们刚才把那个希腊的原文 harpazo 如果翻译成拉丁文而不是翻英文的话呢，其实我们是会得到这个英文的 rapture， 就是中文提取的这个词根。
So we get it's from the Latin that we get the English word rapture and the Chinese word
提取。
Got it?
Yeah.
Good. Translate the verses.
Yeah. Oh, 刚才那个翻译成rapture， 中文翻译原意就是提取或者夺取或者被带走的意思。
I'm sorry. Even if it was written in Chinese on my paper, I wouldn't pronounce it right. The rapture describes a time when there will be a transformation, a catching up of all Christians, dead or alive, to meet Christ in the air.
那提取这个词，它其实描述的是这样一个时刻，就是说所有的这个基督的信徒。无论是已经死了的还是活着的啊，他们都会经历这个转变，然后会被提取到空中与主相遇。
So when will this happen?
那这个会在什么时候发生呢？
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 1 through 3. Now brothers and sisters, about times and dates we do not need to write you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come upon them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的五章一到三节，弟兄们，论到什么时刻是日期，不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得，主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然降到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。
It will be a surprise. Jesus told us about this in Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 to 42.
那耶稣在马太福音的24章的37节到42节里面明确地告诉我们，他的再来将会是一个意外，一个惊讶。
As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去，人子降临也要这样。
Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left.
那时两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个。
Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left.
两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
No one will know the time.
没有人会知道时间。
If someone tells you they know when it will happen, do not believe them, for this is not something that God has revealed yet.
那如果人告诉你们啊，他们知道什么时候会发生，不要相信他们，因为神并没有向我们人揭示这个日期。
Now, how will the world explain this?
那当然，这个我们属是怎么样来解释这个事情？
The New Age teaches that there will be a time, coming when those who refuse to ascend will be removed.
那这个新纪元这个宗教呢，也提到过，当这个再次降临发生的时候，那些不信神的人呢，就会被直接就会被除去。
Islam teaches that there will be a time coming when the infidels are removed.
那这个伊斯兰教呢，也会有这样的说法，说这个当再次降临的时候的那些不信的人呢，也会完完全全的被移除。
You see, this event is going to happen, and the devil is already conditioning the world to interpret it.
那所以其实这个魔鬼其实已经在这个向这个世界在灌输这些不正确的信息。
We know the rapture is coming, and we don't know when, but we know it's coming, and we should live our daily lives intentionally and for the living God.
那我们知道这个提取它一定会发生，而且呢，但我们不知道它什么时候会发生，所以我们就要说，在每一天我们的生命里面，就要想着这个事情，有目的的去过我们的生命。
First Thessalonians 5:4-8. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet.
帖撒罗尼迦前书5:4-8。弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒，警醒警守。因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉的人是在夜间醉。但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当警守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
We know this day is coming.
那我们知道这一天必会到来。
We are called to always be ready.
那我们被呼召，我们要随时都做好准备。
We are to live intentionally and sober-minded, thinking about the Lord. Why are we here on this planet? How are we to love our spouse? How are we to raise our children?
但我们要有很清醒的意识。有意识很清醒的这样的过我们的生命，我们要时时刻刻的想着神，要思考我们为什么在这个地上，要知道说我们如何爱我们的配偶，如何抚养我们的孩子。
We are to put our hope in the salvation of Jesus Christ and live in faith and love.
那我们要把我们的盼望放在耶稣给我们的救赎上面，而且呢，要在这个我们的信还有爱中活着。
We know that no matter what happens in this world, we have the security in the Lord of all creation. He has things under control, and He loves us.
那我们知道说，我们要知道，无论这个世上发生什么事情，我们都在那位万物之主的这个神的中间，里面可以获得安全感，因为他掌控着一切，他爱我们。
Now, notice that I did not describe us going through hell on earth. That will be described in the majority of the book of Revelation. That's because I believe the second coming is another thing.
那大家可能会注意到，我刚才并没有描述说我们要经历启示录里面所描述的那个那么多的那些像地狱一样的经历，那是因为我相信说这个耶稣的再次降临是另外一回事。
The second coming of Jesus Christ comes with a timeline.
那耶稣的再次降临其实它是有一个时间线的。
We can read through the scripture and we can see a timeline will begin with a peace treaty that will be made with the nation of Israel, probably a 7-year peace treaty.
那如果我们把这个圣经所的经文我们都串起来，我们会看得见这个时间。这个时间线呢，大约应该是和与以色列所签的所说的那个和平的条约开始，那可能是一个大概7年的这样一个条约。
By this time, there will be another Jewish temple built.
那到了这个时候呢，有另外一座这个犹太这个神殿呢会被建成。
3.5 years later, the Antichrist will demand to be worshipped as a god in the temple.
那3年半之后，敌基督呢就会来再出现，就要在这个被要求说在这个圣殿里面呢去敬拜他。
This will bring forth the wrath of God, often called the Great Tribulation, which includes most of what you read in the book of Revelation.
那这个会引发这个神的这个烈怒，那这个通常我们会叫做这个大苦难。那这个大苦难就是你们在启示录里面所读到的这大部分的内容。
This Great Tribulation will end with the second coming of Jesus Christ, who will then lock up the devil in the abyss and then set up his kingdom on earth for 1,000 years.
那当耶稣他再次降临的时候呢，这个大苦难就会结束。那耶稣会把这个撒旦呢会锁在这个深渊里面，然后他会在地上会建立他的王国，有1000年的时间。
At the end of the 1,000 years, the devil will be released and will go out one more time to deceive the nations.
这1000年之后呢，这个撒旦会将被释放，他会再次出现去这个欺骗各国。
Finally, God will have no more of this. Fire will come from heaven.
那最后神就不会再允许任何这些事情再发生。这个有火会来自于天国。
And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火窟里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
So you see, there are certain things here that actually have a timeline and a schedule of events.
所以大家可以看见呢，这里呢，这个事情其实它是有一个时间线的，就是一个已经预备好的时间线。
This includes a time of very wicked leadership, followed by the wrath of God on earth, followed by the second coming, which initiates the reign of Jesus Christ on earth.
那这个时间表里会包括呢，有一个充满的这个邪恶领导的这样一个世代，然后接着就会神会在地球上有烈怒，然后就是耶稣我们的主的再次的降临，然后就开始了耶稣在地上的统治。
Now sometimes skeptics have a field day with this. Some secret event will happen in some undefined last days, right?
Right. 有一些很怀疑的人，不信的人，他们就会问这个问题，说那是不是在某一天？我们也不知道是哪一天有一个很秘密的事件就会发生了。
They look at you and they say, "Where is this coming you talk about? Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation."
那他们也会这样说：说主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样的。
The skeptics are making 3 mistakes.
那这些真的是不信的人呢？他们却犯了三个错误。
First.It's not a secret event.
所以第一个，这不是一什么秘密的事件。
The whole world will know.
整个世界都会知道。
And it will only happen once.
而且这个事情只会发生一次。
You've not missed it yet, but if you tarry in putting your faith in Jesus Christ, you might.
那你还没有错过这个事情啊！但是呢，如果说你没有相信耶稣基督的话，你有可能会错过。
Second, the last days are defined.
那第二点。这个末后的日子其实已经明明的被定义好了。
In Acts chapter 2, after the baptism of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost in Jerusalem and the proclamation of the works of God in many languages that at least over a dozen different nations understood, Peter stands up and explains what they were witnessing by quoting the prophet Joel.
在使徒行传的第二章，就是在耶路撒冷五旬节，当圣灵的这个浇灌在使徒上，然后使徒开始用各种的这个方言来宣告上帝的这个福音之后呢，那这时候彼得就站起来，他引用了这个先知约珥的话来解释了说他所见到的一切。
Acts chapter 2. No, this is what was spoken about by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit to all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams.
那使徒行传的第二章十六节开始，这正是先知约珥所说的。神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说方言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke.
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。在天上我要显出奇事，在地下我要显出神迹，有血，有火，有烟幕。
The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都在主大而明显的日子未到以前。在到那时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。
The last days, according to Scripture, have not come and gone, but began with the pouring out of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and they will last until we see the sun turn to darkness and the moon turn to blood. In other words, we are in the last days now, which will end at the second coming.
所以经文里面告诉我们，这末后的日子还没有完全结束。而是呢，这个末后的日子是在这个五旬节，当这个圣灵浇灌圣徒的时候，使徒的时候，在那时候开始的。直到我们看见日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为雪。换句话说，我们现在正处于这个末后的日子里面。而当耶稣他的再次降临的时候，这个末后的日子就会结束。
And finally, the skeptics don't understand that God is tarrying a short season for their benefit, not His.
最后一点，这个。怀疑的这些人呢，其实他们不明白的是，神之所以要延迟这个末后日子的结束的时间，并不是为了神自己，而是为了他们。
Regarding the second coming, we're told in 2 Peter chapter 3, starting in verse 3.
这个彼得后书的第三章里面，我们有经文又告诉我们，就是当耶稣再次降临的时候会发生什么。
Above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires.
第一要紧的就该知道，在末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说。
They will say, "Where is this coming? He promised. Ever since our ancestors died, everything has gone on as it has since the beginning of creation." Sound familiar?
主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来。万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。
Skipping ahead to verse 9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
我们跳到第九节，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦。乃愿人人都悔改。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives.
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人刚当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
Any apparent delay in the second coming is simply to give sinners more of a time to repent and turn to the God that loves them. And will forgive them if only they ask.
那这个耶稣的再次降临之所以有任何这个延迟，只是为了让那些不信的人、那些罪人有更多的时间来悔改，让他们回转到神的面前。
And this is why it has not happened yet.
那这就是为什么说这个这个末后的日子还没有结束，耶稣的再次降临还没有发生。
Is God waiting on you today to respond to Him?
大家觉得是不是神就在今天是等着那些人跟着大家去回应他的呼召
？If so, what's it going to take for you to receive Him and receive Him as your Lord and Savior?
那如果是这样子的话，大家觉得说还要需要怎么样才能让你们去接受神作为你的救主？
In contrast to the second coming, the rapture will come suddenly. It will be a surprise to most of the world.
那这个与这个耶稣的再次降临相反，被提呢，这个是会突然的发生的，而且对可能世上大多数人来说都是一个惊讶。
Because of the scriptures, I believe this rapture can happen at any given time.
那看着圣经。我相信这个被提可以发生在任何的时候。
It could happen today.
那有可能发生，就发生在今天。
For those of us who believe, that would be nice.
那对于一些已经相信主、相信主基督耶稣人来说，这会是一件好事。
For those who have not yet put their faith in Jesus, what will follow will not be nice at all.
那但是对于一些还没有相信主基督耶稣人来说，这并不是一件好事。
Why?Would there be a rapture?
那大家认为为什么会有这个被提取呢？
Because the tribulation is a time of judgment, a time of wrath.
因为这个我们正在经历的苦难，这是其实是就是审判，而也是这个神在列怒的这个时候。
Let's read the last three verses for today, 1 Thessalonians 5, 9 through 11 in your bulletin.
那我们一起来读今天的我们要读的最后的三节经文，帖撒罗尼书罗撒前书的五章九到十一节。
For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing.
因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。
When it happens, believers should not be surprised.
我刚才有一节经文没念啊，所以你们该彼此劝慰，相互建立，正如你们素常所行的。所以这个发生，当这个事情发生的时候，我们作为信徒就不应该感到惊讶。
We should be walking in the light.
我们应该就在光里面下行走。
And if we are walking, living.With our heads about the Lord and about His business while here on earth, we will be successful.
如果我们说时时刻刻都在思念着神，思念神他的事工的话呢，那我们在这个属世上的生命就会变得成功。
And then, when we are caught up with the Lord, we'll be greeted by those who have gone before us.
当我们被提取到神主那里的时候呢？我们在我们之前已死去的那些人，他们会复活着，他们会再来迎接我们。
Let us walk with such hope.
那我们就让我们时时刻刻带着个盼望来过我们的生命。
Heavenly Father, I pray for this congregation. I pray for your people that you would continue to encourage us because we're weak.
亲爱的天父，真的是我们一起为着我们教会的所有的人做祷告，求你真的是因为我们软弱，所以求你真的不断的去勉励我们。
I thank you for your word that you revealed what you're going to do.
感谢神，你赐给我们的话语，向我们显示你所要做的事工。
I thank you for your Holy Spirit that you've given us to live the life that you want us to live.
也感谢你赐给我们这个圣灵，让我们可以靠着圣灵去过你要我们过的生命。
I thank you for your grace and your mercy.
感谢你给我们的恩典，给我们的这个慈爱。
I thank you for your righteousness and your holiness.
感谢你说你的这个义，还有你的这个圣洁。
And I thank you, God, for speaking to our hearts.
感谢神把你的话语放到我们心里。
Bless this congregation who's heard your word.
因为今天我们的会众真的听到你的话语，就求你这个祝福我们每一个人。
Glorify yourself in our lives.
求你在我们的生命里面去显现你的荣耀。
And remind us to walk forward in the way that you've called us.
感谢，求你真的时时刻刻提醒我们，我们要按着你的这个你的给我们的指引去过我们的生命。
Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉主基督主基督名求Amen.
Thank you. 我们一起来唱这首叫《有恩惠平安》。一生一世都有恩惠平安，我们有主在我们生命当中，我们真是一生一世必有恩惠平安随着我，直到永永远远。
你是我必有。